This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And hello, everybody. It is the Beyond Conversation radio show with Adrian and Tom Chenault.
How are you, buddy?
I'm good. I'm changing the name, starting pretty quick, because I'm sick of the other name of the radio show. But it's at the top of the thing called the Network Marketing Leadership Show. But I feel too pigeonholed there, so I've been looking for feedback on what to rename us. And we have got a show and a half for you today. And it is Beyond Conversation, because here's what happened to me. I wanted Les Brown on my show so badly, and I knew this woman named Babette, and I couldn't get her to call me back, and I finally got a wedge into this woman who I had no idea existed, who scared me out of my wits because of her long name, Dr. Valerie, spelled wrong, Parker. Hagen. I'm going, who is this woman? She's going to just intimidate me out of my wits, And so she did. So I call her on the phone. I could not believe how eloquent and how powerful and how giving and caring she was. So I said, heck with Les Brown. I want to know about you. And she about swallowed her cigar and started telling me about herself. And Adrian, the rest is history. She is amazing. As after you read everything, you said the same thing, right?
I did.
So here's the deal, young lady. You are a rock star. Adrian and I are massively pumped to have you on because in your own right, you have accomplished so much from a 19-year domestic violence, really rough marriage. She got out of that, walked into homelessness, fought her way out of that, and gave her life back to changing the world for other women in the same boat. And I am telling you, we're going to put some websites up for you, and we are here to play it so big with you, because I'm telling you, women everywhere, of every color, of every walk of life, are in the same boat at some point, and as Valerie has made a mission of helping them, and we love her. So back to you, buddy. So say something.
Yeah. Valerie, I just echo everything my dad had to say, and we have been friends and fans and huge believers in what Les has done for so many years, and to see the role that you play in helping him to do what he does, and then to get to learn about the mission that you have in your own right and all of the things and all of the causes and the impact that you're creating in the world is inspiring, to say the least. So welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
How did you dig yourself out of that hole and become this woman of power that you are?
Well, you know, first of all, I wound up being homeless, as I said, and then a few months after I was able to get back on my feet, get my own place, I went to see this man my cousin Deborah told me about called Les Brown. And she was like, you know, Les Brown, he was married to Gladys Knight. I said, I don't know who that is. She said, he's a motivational speaker. I said, a what? She said, a motivational speaker. I said, I don't know who that, what that means or anything, but I want to see who was married to Gladys Knight that you want to see. So I went with her to hear him speak, and I tell you, I was mesmerized. I mean, he's so charismatic and so real, and it just seems like when he was speaking, the insides of me just caught on fire. I was so ecstatic about the words that were coming out of his mouth. I was like, wow, I want to know more, because I never heard of motivational speaking. So after he finished speaking, he said to the audience, you know, I want everybody's business card. So I gave him my business card. And at the time, my business card had a nice little red rose on it. And I walked away. He was like, hey, who gave me this card with the rose on it? And I was like, me, I did. And he was like, well, what do you do? I said, I do marketing with churches. And he says, well, what does that mean? I said, well, it's going to be a minute for me to tell you my story. We don't have time, but I do marketing for churches. He says, well, I want to get into those churches. I said, you don't want to get into the churches, because the backstory of that was I was married to a pastor for 19 years. And so I said, you didn't want to be in there with those people in the church, because I felt that was all hypocrites. And, you know, because I was going through the situation and they didn't see or know that I was going through it. And my husband was very charismatic, an elegant speaker. I mean, you know, T.D. Jakes didn't have nothing on him. That's just how good he was. So I said, you don't want to get in that. He was like, yeah, I do. So he said, I'm going to give you a call. I said, yeah, okay, right. Lo and behold, a couple hours later, he gave me a call. And he says, I want to know more about your story. And I was like, well, I don't really want to talk about my story. And he was like, why not? I said, because I just don't want to deal with it. I'm trying to go forward. And then he just kept on. And then he says, well, tell me what you do with the churches. And I said, well, I was in the entertainment field. I always was into networking. So I said that I bought different events to churches, conferences, et cetera. And I said I was connected with TBN so I could get people on TBN. And he was like, yeah, I want to do that. And I said, okay, if you insist. So I started making the different connections and got him on TBN. And then he started getting calls for speaking engagements that way. And he was like, I want you to represent me. And I was like, represent you doing what? You're a motivational speaker. And I think everybody kind of knows who you were except for me. And he was like, oh, I need to get into the Christian arena. I said, you want to get into the Christian arena? He was like, yes. He said, you know, a lot of preachers preach the message of Jesus, and I want to preach the message that Jesus preached, because he said, you know, his message was to the masses, and he was the greatest motivator of all time. And I said, oh, okay. So I got him into a couple of churches and stuff, and the rest is history. We've been friends for like 27 years now.
So here's the deal, everybody. I want you to listen to her, because I know that so many people are trapped in a prison, and it might not be you, but there's a lot of people that are in that boat, and they're trying to break out of it, especially in this COVID deal. And somebody like Valerie is a voice for everybody. She's got an unbelievable foundation that we're going to talk about in the after the break. But I want you to think about where you're standing right now and how you can get out of that situation into the other side of it. She's not specific to network marketing or home-based business. She's about changing the lives of female people, especially human beings all over this planet. She got a PhD. She's gotten more accolades, became a life coach, done all this stuff. only to help people. That's what you're all about, right, Valerie? Is just help, 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 help.
Absolutely, because knowledge is power.
That's exactly it.
The more you know and equip yourself to do, the more independent you will become. So I'm absolutely happy about the networking and management things that you have going on.
That's fantastic. And so if people want to check out what you're up to and the causes that you're involved in, Valerie, where's the best place for them to go and connect with you?
Well, I have a website called FromTheSoulOfAWoman.com. That's FromTheSoulOfAWoman.com. That's how they can find out all the information they need to about me and the different things that I do in the community as well.
And what are some of the things that you're currently involved in the community?
Well, right now, for my foundation, of course, I give information regarding domestic violence. You know, one of the things that I find interesting is people don't associate bullying with domestic violence. And domestic violence is when you're bringing harm to an individual or you're doing something against the will of that individual. That's domestic violence. Domestic violence is also mental abuse. You know, there's a lot of mental illness. And do you know a lot of people who've been through domestic violence or bullying have PTSD? They suffer from post-traumatic stress disorder, and they don't realize what it is because they're living and not they're existing and not living. So they don't associate the reasons why they have emotional stresses going on is because different traumas that they've experienced, not only from their childhood but from their present lifestyle.
It's so true, and that rabbit hole goes so deep. And maybe on the other side of the break, we can go more into this, because I've got to think that with everything that has happened with COVID and quarantine and all these things over the last 18, 24 months, that the need and the importance of this has only gotten greater. So we'll talk. That's a big topic. So maybe we can talk more about that after the break. But you know, I was just speaking to a friend today who is a victim of exactly what you talked about just there, that it's, you know, so often it's not, you know, it is too often physical, but there's so many other forms of domestic abuse, and they can be just as damaging, and maybe they can be even harder to get out of because
worse. The
stories that a woman might tell herself about that it's, you know, she should put up with it or maybe it'll go away or whatever it is. And it's so damaging to the woman, to the children, to so many people that are trapped in these kinds of situations. And so the work that you are doing with this foundation.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business.
So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to. Unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will. Or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Welcome back to the Beyond Conversation Show with Adrian and Tom Chenault, or the Network Marketing Leadership Show. I am floating a new name by you guys to see how you like it, because we're so much more inside of our sponsor, Contact Mapping, than network marketing. Not that it's different, not that it's bad. It's just that literally every human being on this planet needs to remember people more, document those conversations, and be better human beings. And it goes right inside of the show that we've got today with Valerie Parker Hagen, who is an incredible, incredible woman. I fell in love with her. I want you to tell me about From the Soul of a Woman. What's that foundation all about, Dr. Parker Hagen?
Well, it's bringing awareness to domestic violence in children in single-parent homes. And why I came up with the foundation is because when I was going through my situation and I wanted to get out, I didn't know how. I didn't know what I needed to do, what things I needed to be in place. I just knew I needed to get out because it wasn't being talked about. And in the church community, it wasn't supposed to be happening, but it was. So I found myself between a rock and a hard place. And then when I tried to get help, you know, Salvation Army, they want to separate. I have two boys and two girls, so they want to separate you. And I didn't want my children to go through that. So we wind up being homeless, and a friend allowed us to stay in her detached garage because there was no room in her home. And she was like, I can't have you and the kids out in the car nowhere. So you can stay in the garage. And we took the mattress that I had from our home, and five of us slept on that mattress. And I did that for 3 months until I could pull myself together. And I got this little hoopty car, this Dodge Omni, that I bought for $500. A friend of mine had given me $900 to help me move. And it wasn't enough to get into a place, but I needed transportation so I could get a job. So I had $900, and the car was selling for $900. The guy felt so bad when I told him that I was in a bad situation, and he saw my little kids, because they were, you know, 8, 9, 10, and 12 at the time. So he saw us and he was like, I can't take your money. So he gave me $400 back, and he says, you're going to need some insurance and you're going to need some gas. So I went up spending $500 for that car. Now that car, it ran good, but it didn't look good. It was all rusted out, white on the outside. And inside, under the driver's seat, what I was driving, you could actually see the highway. But it got me from point A to point B. Now, I was used to driving pretty decent cars. I was in a four-bedroom home and stuff. But I was willing to walk away and leave it all just for the sanity of it all. I didn't know what I was going to do, where I was going to go. But as I said, when we tried Salvation Army and these different organizations, there was no place to go that would keep us together. Everything was full, and I couldn't believe that there were people actually going through situations like I was. So what the foundation does is individuals in that situation, because like I said, one of the things that the abuser does is isolate you from your family. So when you're isolated, you have no, you know, when you're isolated, they control the money. They control your friends, basically, because they say you can't have any, and the ones you can have is his friends, too, and, of course, they like him better. So it was a really difficult situation, so we helped to an exit strategy. Like, if you got to get out of a situation immediately, okay, we can put you up in a hotel for a cup and a nice, and most of the time, they're abusing you because your family is out of state. If you're really ready to leave that situation, we'll buy your airline tickets to send you back to your family. Because the other thing, Tom, is, and Adrian, is what happens is people say they want out of that situation, but it's only for that moment.
Yeah.
So we go through steps to make sure they actually really want to leave, because, you know, we could buy tickets, put you up at hotels, and they'll call their abuser and say, I'm at this hotel, come on over. And then they go right back. So we have to have some strategies and some benchmarks in place to assure, you know, educating that individual, because you can't see the picture when you're in the frame. You can't say, I don't know how she can go through that. I don't know how I went through it for 19 years, but I stayed because I didn't know that there was any other option. But the abuse got so great mentally and emotionally that I didn't care what tomorrow held. I just knew I needed to get out today. So that's why we bring awareness. And the other thing I do is, you know, when it's time for back to school and holidays, you know, I give out to the community to help with that situation, because I have four kids and it was hard buying school supplies.
Yeah.
And Christmas, it was hard too. You know, just to, you say, well, the kids want this and want that. Well, mines were happy if they got a Barbie doll and a little, and those little G.I. Joes in the pack with those little different action figures.
So we ought to take a little break here. This is the Network Marketing Leadership Show with Tom Chenault, Adrian Chenault, and Dr. Valerie Parker Hagen. Stick around.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. A Chicago judge has banned the police union president from making public statements on the city's COVID-19 policy as a standoff over vaccine mandates sparked dueling lawsuits.
The dispute between Mayor Lori Lightfoot and police union head John Catanzara has made the city the latest flashpoint in a deeply polarized debate over vaccines.
People need to show up. They need to do their jobs. If they are placed into a no-pay status, when that time, if that time ever comes, they're going to be told that by a supervisor.
Lightfoot sought and received an injunction against Catanzara Friday when the judge issued a 10-day restraining order that bans him from making statements that encourage members not to report their vaccination status.
I am telling you right now, it is an improper order. It is illegal. It is the same as the mayor telling you you have to do it. Refuse that order.
Catanzara Thursday. This is USA Radio News. The Pentagon is offering compensation to those killed in what it calls a tragic mistake. Mike Fortier has more.
Defense officials announcing Friday they're offering family members of 10 people killed in a drone strike in Afghanistan money and helping them relocate to the U.S. No specific amount of money discussed yet. Three adults and seven children killed in the U.S. airstrike almost 2 months ago. The main target thought to have ties to the Islamic State. Defense officials, though, later realizing that was not the case. The man actually worked for an aid organization. The founder and president of that organization saying the family appreciates the opportunity to discuss these devastating losses in detail with senior Defense Department officials. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
President Joe Biden admitted during a Friday speech in Hartford, Connecticut, that a $3.5 trillion price tag on his hallmark Build Back Better budget reconciliation bill will be unable to pass the Senate, where moderate members of his party have put up resistance to the bill for months. This is USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And we're back. It's the Network Marketing Leadership Show with Adrian Chenault, Tom Chenault, and we've got Dr. Valerie Parker Hagen with us. And I am telling you, I love this woman. From the second I saw her, I was actually more excited about having her on the show than Les Brown. And why was that? I could see, you know, Les Brown, everybody knows. I am telling you, I could feel her heart. She was genuine. She was powerful. So I immediately Googled her because I knew something was going on here. And all of a sudden I read her story and her four beautiful children and going out there and finding a powerful life after being homeless. That's all of us. And every one of us want that kind of break in our life, but we got to make that break. We cannot sit there and wait for it to happen. Otherwise, somebody's going to get hurt. And she has dedicated her life to something called FromTheSoulOfAWoman.com. And you need to go to that website and take a look at it, especially if you know somebody in the popcorn popper. And quite frankly, we all know somebody that's in that popcorn popper that's looking for a way to get out. And we got to help them, right, Paco?
Yeah. No, it's so important. And Dr. Valerie, we touched on this earlier in the show. I believe, and I'm curious if you've seen research on this or just from your own experience, this has to be one of the most critical times ever for helping women, because they've been that much more isolated because everybody's been isolated. They've been trapped in these situations, and we got to help them to get out.
Oh, absolutely. This time, because guess what? When we were under house arrest because of COVID, they were in house arrest with their abuser. Now, it's one thing to be in a home with an abuser that goes out to work every day, but imagine him there 24 hours a day with you and you on pins and needles. Now, I want to also elaborate on the fact that it's not only women that are physically, mentally, and emotionally abused. There are men that are abused as well. There's 1 in 3 women are victims of domestic violence, and 1 in 8 men are victims of domestic violence. And we cannot forget the children. The children, I mean, they have both parents doing domestic violence on them mentally, physically, and emotionally. I was in a grocery store last month. My husband and I, we were walking in there, and this young girl had I guess the girl must have been about 3 or 4 years old, and then there was like a 6-year-old boy, and she was dragging and snatching that little girl and calling her all kind of names and stuff, and then telling the boy shut up. And I mean, I just was so appalled. I started to say something. My husband was like, baby, don't get involved. And I'm like, but this and that. And then I had to think about it. Okay, if I got involved, then what was I going to do with those children? You know, because they would have definitely been taken away from their parent, because there aren't enough resources. You know, Tom, there's a lot of grassroots organizations like my own, from the soulofawoman.com, but we don't have the resources to do what really needs to be done to actually address the issue mentally and emotionally, because that young girl was stressed out for her to put that on her children. So something was going on with her. So she needed to embrace a larger vision of herself to know that, you know, her life was worth it. Evidently, she got pregnant before time and has these children. And so she's a child raising a child. And that presents a problem in itself. So not only are there women being abused, but men and children. Every single day, every single minute, someone is being abused. And we have to address this issue. And being locked away in these situations with an abuser is not a good thing.
My wife went to get pumpkins today. And as she got the pumpkins, there was a car next to her, and the cutest little family you ever saw. And she started chatting up the mom, and the dad got out of the car, and she could feel the evil and the anger in this guy. And he snapped at the wife, and then he snapped at the kids. And Denise was taken aback, and she goes, what am I supposed to do here? Am I supposed to say something? Am I supposed to stand back? I mean, she was really flummoxed by the deal because she didn't know what to do, but there was clearly something going on there. What do you do? Do you call the people, or do you just pray like crazy? And what, I don't even know what I would have done.
Well, if this young woman, if I would have seen her hit those kids, I would have alerted the police, because we were in a grocery store and there was police at the door. I would have alerted them, but she was just verbally abusive to
me.
And in situations where you actually see them hitting, and you can hear it from through the walls, call the police.
Okay.
Call the police. You know, because a lot of times a woman or a man that's being abused, or a child, they don't have the strength or the wherewithal to call police. Because, you know, with me, I was like, if I call the police, what am I going to do? Because one of the things my abuser did was tore me down from the inside out. He was like, what are you going to do with those four kids? Nobody's going to want you with those four kids. And then when he left, he's like, no one will ever know your name. And, you know, it was constantly nitpicking and dragging. Well, I, you know, my first book, From the Soul of a Woman, Love Shouldn't Hurt, I sold over 10,000 copies. So I know at least that many people know my name. But so that's one of the things they do, make you feel like you're nobody and that you don't count. Now, those of you that are listening, I mean, you're more than you can ever imagine. You know, a lot of times you try and figure out how I'm going to do this and how am I going to do that. I didn't know how I was going to do anything, but my why was greater than my how. And my why was because I needed to protect my children.
Yeah. And so how do you think about the other sort of community resources around helping? So one part of it is the resources and the sort of infrastructure to get someone out of the situation that they're in. How does the community come around and support beyond just that moment of kind of getting free of an abuser?
Well, one of the things I, you know, actually work with is the churches to be more aware of what's going on. Because here I was a pastor's wife in the church and nobody knew what was going on. So bringing awareness to the Christian community that this actually exists. You know, we can't be like tiptoeing through the tubes like everything is all fine and dandy and that we're floating on clouds of righteousness. No, that's not the case. There are people that are going through really hard times mentally and emotionally, and they don't know how to get out. They don't feel that they have a safe place to communicate. You know, you say, what do you do when you're in a situation? Tell somebody. And, you know, keep telling somebody until somebody listens. And you say, well, I don't want everybody knowing my business. I don't want everybody talking about me. Well, you have to use righteous judgment to talk to someone in confidence that you feel that won't disclose your information, just talk about it and do nothing. So make sure you're connecting with the right people. And there is a domestic violence hotline, 1-800-799-SAFE, which is 7233 is the call numbers. But there is a national hotline that you can call 24 hours a day to get help, and they will guide you to those communities in within the neighborhood that will address the domestic violence situation. And also they have a larger foundation of showing you where to go to get help. They can, you know, tap it into a computer and say there's an opening here where you can go. There are safe houses that are undisclosed that, you know, the network has that I personally don't have. I know of some places, but they have a larger network that they can direct you to. So call that national 1-800-799-SAFE to get some help.
We believe that. And most of us are standing in the space of, I hope that never happens to us, but it probably will. And I'm thinking about my wife in that parking lot. So she gets mad at the guy and starts yelling at the guy. Yeah, yells at her, yells at my wife. And they de-escalate. What happens is then he gets mad again at the person in the car, and he takes it out, his anger at my wife for intervening on the wife and the kids again. So it's a tricky, tricky deal. So all of us need to be really, really careful. And just if you see somebody being abused, call the cops. But at the end of the day, try not to let these things get wheel out of hand, because somebody's going to get hurt. And the name of the game is trying to prevent that from happening on anybody. And, you know, we did this show today because people have been locked in the houses for years. I mean, it has been too long for this COVID, and people are feeling really, really, really closed in. And striking out from closed in is really, really easy to do because you got no other outlet for it. So we wanted to do this show. And when we met her through Les Brown, we knew she was the real deal and that this show was important. You know, we're doing another one on trafficking because we have got to keep children and people safe no matter what. And that's why we did this show today.
Thank you so much for that, Tom. It is very much needed. And yes. Adrian, you know, I applaud the work you're doing on the networking with the mapping, because that is well needed. I know for myself, you know, if somebody calls me and I can use that program to see who's in that state that can probably help them and save their life. So it is an excellent tool to have, regardless of your situation.
There you go.
Yeah, it's so important. And I think back to your point of isolation, you know, the more isolated that you feel, the less empowered you are. And abusers understand that, and that's why they try to place you into that position. And such an important piece of self-empowerment is to deepen your connection and to deepen your ability to have a network of people that you can call on, and to find people in your life that are connected in that kind of way. Even if you feel disconnected, it only takes one, you know, real friend. Like you said, it only takes one person who really cares, who can be trusted, who can hold what you're sharing with them in confidence to help you to navigate your way out of that situation where so often there's this place of hopelessness and feeling like you're completely alone when you're facing something like that. And so this kind of stuff, you know, if you're someone who is in a situation like that, know that there's people out there who want to help. And if you're somebody who is lucky enough not to be in a situation or never to have been in a situation like that, you have the ability to be the kind of person that can have that impact on others and can be that safe place and can be the kind of person who shows up in a way that people can sense that you're trustworthy and sense not only that you're trustworthy, but that you're capable of helping them. Because there's a lot of people out there that would be willing to listen, but not many who know how to help. The best kind of people are those who not only are safe to listen to and can hold the space, but actually know how to help. Even if it's not that they have those skills, it's that they know how to connect to others who do. So we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after this on the Network Marketing Leadership Show.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
And we're back. This is the Beyond Business Radio Show with Adrian and Tom Chenault. Because I was calling it Beyond Conversation earlier, and I just got busted by, you know, my beautiful wife was listening.
The she said, behind the
yeah, she thought I
got it straightened out.
I thought we discussed this. I go, I can't remember 5 minutes ago. So, yeah, Beyond Business Radio Show. So here's the deal. This woman is unbelievable. And she just said Les Brown was her angel. That person she ran into that spoke into her to have her get out of the jackpot. And I hope that she's been that same angel for every one of you today, because that's the way I felt when I talked to her on the phone. I said, this woman is spectacular. She's got to be on the show too. And here she is. I love her, don't you?
Absolutely. Such a high impact person. And it's so your story of coming out of what you experienced and then having the impact and continuing to create the impact that you are doing now is remarkable.
So what do you want to say to get these people out of here? The show's almost over. What do you want? What's your big message?
Well, my message to them is know that you are worth it. Your life matters. You are lovable and someone loves you. We will love you. And, you know, a lot of people, when you're in situations, they're there, how can you get in that? I wouldn't take that. Well, you can't see the picture when you're in the frame. Once you own your situation, own and see and know and acknowledge that you got into that situation, okay, that way nobody can throw it up in your face again. I wrote my second book, Forgiving Your Past to Free Your Future, because I couldn't believe I was in that situation for 19 years. I could not believe it, because I was just, you know, breathing every day and trying to make it to help my children. I had no idea it had been that long. And they were like, why? How could you do that? I wouldn't take that. Well, it's not you. Everybody has their limits, their time of enough. But you got to know that you're lovable, you're valuable. And I was valuable to my children. I knew I couldn't let them down. You say, why are they successful now? Because I worked hard to make up for what they had been exposed to. Because, you know, a lot of times children are products of their environment, and I did not want that to be their lot. So I worked hard to make sure that that didn't happen. And I told them, I said, listen, we're for a rough road ahead, but I promise you, if you go to school, do your work, we will never have to live like this again. And I kept my word to them. I said, because, you know, they used to get into arguments and fights. You know how the kids be in the backseat of a car. They'd be like, stop touching me. Stop looking at me. I was like, I can't function like that. I need you to be good so that I can focus, so that I can go to work and make the money to get us out of this hole. And that's what I did. And then, you know, embrace a larger vision of yourself. Just what you see right now is not all there is. And God has value for you. He has need of you. And whatever you're going through right now, know that you are growing through it. Take it as a learning experience so that you can help somebody else. Because whatever you're going through is really not just about you. It's about what God wants to do through you. And that's how you're going to make your breakthrough, because when you take your eyes up at yourself and see what's before you, you'll be able to go through a whole lot better. It's from The Soul of a Woman, Love Shouldn't Hurt. That was my first book, From the Soul of a Woman, That Love Shouldn't Hurt. And then I have four books, but the last one, Unlimited Possibilities, Walking in Purpose, you can get that digitally or the actual copy of that, because after you go through a situation and you come through, success leave clues. So that's what I said. There's unlimited possibilities. After you've gone through the storm, there is unlimited possibility. You know, Tom and Adrian, when it's raining outside, it doesn't rain all the time. The sun does come out and shine. And when that sun shines, you're able to go out and go to the beach, and you're able to go in your backyard and see the green grass and the flowers. That's what I want you to envision for yourself. Those of you that are going through a domestic violence situation, there is light at the end of the tunnel. Get up and get out, regardless of what that looks like. Get out of that situation, because you do not deserve that. Nobody deserves to be mentally, physically, or emotionally abused.
Boy, I love that.
Really, really important. And I agree with you. And use, if you're in that space, use the people around you. Use that door. Find the open door. Find the outstretched hand, because they're there if you're looking for them. And so thank you for being one of those outstretched hands in a huge, huge way, Dr. Valerie. We so appreciate it. And it's been wonderful getting to know you today.
Thank you so much. One of the things Les Brown says, in order to be successful, you must be willing to do the things today others won't do. In order to have the things tomorrow others won't have.
Amen. And that's called happiness in a great relationship, and it's possible for all of you. So next week, Steve Wallach.
Yeah.
So we're going back to our CEOs that are legacy company people, and you're going to love this guy. He's been through it. COVID's taken its toll on everybody, him notwithstanding, and how they're dealing with the supply chain and getting products to the world is a really, really, really big conversation. You're going to love him next week on the show. What's the name of the show going to be?
I think we're going to call it Beyond Business. We're trying that one on.
So. Yeah, I love
it. Let us know what you think.
So thank you all so much. We will see you next week on the Network Marketing Leadership Show with Adrian Chenault, Tom Chenault, and Steve Wallach. Thank you, Dr. Parker Hagen. We'll see you later.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.